¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we return to the news we brought you a little over an hour ago, that of the resignation of Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue from the government. He's going to take up a new role with the World Bank in Washington, D.C. We'll get more reaction to his resignation from the Minister of State at his own department shortly. But first, we're joined by Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Something of a bombshell, but already I'm sure there's jockeying for position to take over the prestigious role of Minister for Finance.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I just had one government advisor text me to say Pascal Donoghue isn't even buried yet, and already the knives are out and the positioning is happening to try and decide who is going to take his place. And look, it is a very difficult one for Fine Gael. Pascal Donoghue is there, the most experienced cabinet member. He, along with Simon Harris, of course, he's the longest single-serving member of the cabinet, other than Micheál Martin. So he is a rock of experience, has been around and involved pretty much every budget for the last decade and has a hand in really shaping where Ireland has gone economically over the last 10 years. And given that a lot of members of this cabinet, including the Fine Gael team, if you look at the likes of Peter Burke, Helen McEntee, Simon Harris himself, are quite young, he was seen as that sort of experienced hand within the cabinet. And that is definitely factoring in to who is going to replace him. There was some talk earlier that it may be Peter Burke who is moving over to finance. But what I've actually heard from a number of different Fine Gael sources today is that Simon Harris himself is going to take over the finance brief as Taoiseach, that the feeling is there needs to be an experienced and controlling hand in there, particularly when someone like Jack Chambers is the opposite number in public expenditure. And while he's been involved in a couple of budgets, he's still relatively green. As a result, the most likely one to be promoted then into the cabinet is Hildegard Nocton, currently Super Junior Minister for Disabilities. She would take up the position vacated by Simon Harris within Foreign Affairs. And then there's a bit of a scramble on to replace her. A couple of sources saying that it's likely to be a woman who would replace Hildegard Nocton, and that Emer Curry, the Dublin West TD, is the favourite to do that. But also in the frame, the likes of Neil Richmond, Junior Minister, and also John Cummins, Junior Minister in the Department of Housing as well.
Okay, so the musical chairs will start once Pascal vacates the office, which he will do immediately, I presume. Then he will step down from his position as TD. Of course, his big job in Europe will also be forfeit as well as he goes to the World Bank. Was there any whisper at all that this might be on the cards, that Pascal had itchy feet?
No, well, look, there was a little bit of hum this morning just before the news broke that something was afoot, as Pascal Donoghue had begun to tell people in his own life. And it's long been speculated upon that, you know, you remember in the day, you couldn't really go a week without there being speculation that either Leo Varadkar, Simon Coveney, or Pascal Donoghue was going to leave and take up some big job in Europe. As it happens, neither of the former two did that. Varadkar resigning in almost equally, in fact, not more dramatic fashion a couple of years ago, and then Simon Coveney stepping down at the last election. So given his role with the Eurogroup, given his respect in Europe, and sort of the intellectual heft that he brought to the government, as I think Ray McAdam outlined to you earlier on in the year, there was always that speculation that as a relatively young man who's been around cabinet for a long time and done pretty much all you could do, with the exception of the Taoiseach's position, and he didn't seem to have an interest in going forward for that when the leadership election came up, that eventually he would step aside, as many other Fine Gael TDs have done, and seek some other pursuits in the private sector. And that's what he's done now. I suppose the surprise among some people was that it took so long for him to be headhunted. And obviously the timing's been speculated on, given that the election was only a year ago. He chose to go forward at that time and was elected. And again, already, you know, the Sock Dems, Labour this morning saying they're both going to contest that election in Dublin Central. And Marie Sherlock, the TD, who just about edged out Gerry the Monk Hutch, of course, this time last year, said she wouldn't be opposed to the Monk running again, that Ireland is a democracy.
Okay, so the one probably hesitates to think that the Monk would run again. What are the chances, though, for Ray McAdam? We talked to him earlier in the programme. He's the current Lord Mayor of Dublin. What are his prospects, do you know?
Look, I think he will have a decent chance if he's in there. He has the Lord Mayor. There is obviously somewhat of a Fine Gael vote. But Dublin Central is a very working class constituency. It's a very Sinn Féin favoured constituency at the last few elections, with Mary Lou McDonald taking a very significant vote. So if you were to say right now, I think Sinn Féin would be the favourite to take that seat. Possibly someone like Janet Boylan would be the contender to run there, because a lot of Pascal Donoghue's vote was personal. He had built it up over years of running and not quite getting there, getting into the Senate in 2007, eventually into the Dáil in 2011, and ultimately becoming the political beast that he is. But we've seen from that constituency in the past, Bertie Ahern dominated for years, and Fianna Fáil haven't been able to get a sniff of a TD seat since, through many attempts. So if I was to call it right now, albeit we don't know who the candidates are, so it's very difficult to do that, I'd say it would be advantage Sinn Féin in that particular area. But now it's going to be interesting, because we'll probably have two by-elections on the same day, both in Galway West and Dublin Central, though I imagine the government will kick this as long as they can into the 6 months that they have to hold those by-elections.
Sean, thank you very much for joining us on the line now. Junior Minister at the Department of Finance, Robert Troy. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, were you ambushed by this? Are you as surprised as everybody else?
Totally surprised. One of my local radio stations, Shannon's Side, sent me a text this morning to know who was leaving, and I didn't know. A total shock. And look, just to wish Pascal Donoghue the very best of luck. It's a very strong vote of confidence in him that he's been offered this position and taken up a very significant international role. And I suppose wish him and his family well in their new adventure.
Yeah, the job is Managing Director and Chief Knowledge Officer of the World Bank. Do you have any idea what that means?
Well, no, to be honest. I'm just reading some of the coverage from political journalists who say it's effectively the number two position. So a very significant position in the World Bank. And I've no doubt his long experience as Minister for Finance, Minister for Public Expenditure in the Irish government, and the role that he had in terms of the chair of the Eurogroup has contributed significantly to this. He's very well regarded, I know that, internationally, and that's proven by the point that he has been offered this position. He will be a loss to the government. He is somebody who has provided great confidence, somebody who has been a very good colleague to me personally, but very collegial across all of his colleagues, be in his own political party or be other political parties whom he has served with. And he's very, very well respected across the political divide as a consequence of that in Leinster House. So it is a big, big shock to the government, to be honest. And I wish him well. He will be a loss to government, but I wish him well as he takes up his new role.
Now, we know there'll be something of a musical chairs effect of this move, because someone will move into his job, and then that job will be occupied by a third person, and so on and so forth. Do you have any expectation of moving, or do you expect to stay where you are?
Well, I think this is a Fine Gael position, so it's really going to be a Fine Gael promotion to this role. And then if somebody is moved from another position, then that position will need to be backfilled. The names that I hear mentioned are my own constituency colleague, Minister Peter Burke, and Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill are two of the likely successors. Obviously, whoever the Taoiseach nominates to the Taoiseach, he will appoint, and whoever is appointed ultimately, I will work with them in my position as the number two minister in the Department of Finance, effectively. But it'll be a hard act to follow, because I have to say he was a very good colleague. He included me in a lot of discussions that he didn't have to include me in. He kept me abreast of a lot of things, even outside my own delegated functions. But he was somebody who was easy to work with. So from that perspective, I'd be sorry to see him go. But from his own perspective, I congratulate him and wish him well.
Robert Troy, Junior Minister at the Department of Finance, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's, estás justo a tiempo. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.